We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Somebody said, oh boy, not only are we held up by people texting as they walk up or down the stairs of the subways, but now we'll get to hear all their loud conversations while they talk on the phone. But there are also those who say it'll be good to be in touch with the above ground world in case of, you know, an emergency or some important business which absolutely cannot wait until you come up. We'll have more reaction in a moment, but first, Frederica Suenta, who is the Deputy Chief Development Officer for the MTA.
For our customers, we'll have self-service in all the tunnels. Obviously, this is a tremendous benefit. And Transit Wireless will extend the Wi-Fi so that all of our stations, including Staten Island, will have Wi-Fi. And using the above-ground infrastructure, there are opportunities to enhance cell service coverage in above-ground stations.
But now, what do New Yorkers have to say about the possibility over the next decade to bring all that convenience underground? 1010 Wins reporter Carol DiOria here live with us with a response there. Carol, what are they saying?
Well, everybody at first glance is like, oh, this is great, because they can tell you a story about how they were on the train going underground into a tunnel and suddenly they're in the middle of a phone call and they get cut off. So they're thrilled at the news. But then when I tell them the problem is it's going to take 10 years, here's a reaction from a passenger named John Fuss.
10 years? Who needs it then? Hopefully I'll be retired.
A number of people said that. Why is it going to take so long? Well, the answer is the MTA says it's going to do it in batches. They'll do one section first, then move to another section, then the next section on down the line. To do the entire system, it will take 10 years. It's also going to cost $600 million. So it's a very big project, but they're saying, well, at least it's going to get done. Carol DiOria, 1010 Wins Live at the Continental Avenue and Queens Boulevard Station.
Thank you, Carol. One other major which would make an underground cell phone extremely important, crime. You wouldn't have to wait until the next stop to call the cops if somebody decides to do the unthinkable. You'd be able to call 911 immediately and give a description, call for an ambulance, etc. And here's the timing. The transit cops released a report to MTA Brass today showing how crimes against cops in the mass transit loop have skyrocketed this year. NYPD Transit Chief Jason Wilcox.
We have also seen increases on assaults on MTA employees and assaults on police officers. We have seen over a 55% increase in assaults on police officers this year.
And mind you, Wilcox says the folks getting attacked are primarily officers who were trying to enforce so-called quality of life infractions. You know, just a few days ago up in Harlem, where we saw a teenager turn on the cops, creating pandemonium at the 125th Street station. It was a fare evasion ticket, but get this, the kid was released within 24 hours, and that frustrates the heck out of the MTA, saying he didn't even have to post bail, and he had two priors, and we let him out even after he attacked an officer? Said MTA Chairman Jan Oliver, quote, I don't get it. Also today, Mayor Eric Adams joining GOP lawmakers' calls for an emergency session now to deal with New York's spiraling crime. Here's Juliet Papa.
Mayor Adams says, case in point, the video of the 16-year-old fighting with a transit cop after he was stopped for fare beating.
Just a few days ago, he's arrested for robbery. Catch, release, repeat.
He says the state legislature needs to go into special session.
I think it would be a good idea that we need to revisit, while we're still in the middle of the summer, some of the laws that we have.
The mayor says they have to address violent repeat offenders who are released and commit more crime. He says he plans to point out parts of the criminal justice system that aren't pulling their weight. Juliet Papa, 1010 Wins.
Good news and bad news about the sharks. The good news is if shark sightings are on the rise, it's because marine life is thriving and they're following the food. But the bad news is they're following the food. The food is hanging out near the shore, and the shark keep confusing humans with food. Chris Scott is one of New York's leading experts on sharks and spoke with us today.
Most, if not all, of our interactions in New York are small bites that are the result of a misidentification by the shark, bumping into the swimmer, Often these swimmers are near schools of bait fish and in murky water. So it's important to avoid those situations.
Officials say of the 13 documented shark attacks on humans in New York over the past century, 5 have occurred off Long Island's South Shore. They also point out we might see an increase in shark activity this summer, but it won't be the monsters that you see on TV during Shark Week. Oh, no. Well, I say they need to start giving those baby shark an image test where you look at the ink blot at the psychiatrist's office, help them discern the difference between a fish and a human ankle. Well, as they say, all good things must come to an end, and the rent concessions we all got during the pandemic have stormed back with a fury. A lot of people now priced out of the market. Roger Stern with the first of the month blues.
The real estate website Street Easy says more than a third of the apartments available in this quarter are too expensive for the people who have been living there. Abby Ng with a group Tenants and Neighbors.
I've seen and heard from tenants who got pandemic era discounts. And now we're seeing in their renewal leases that their rents are jumping 20%, 30%.
But Frank Ricci with the Rent Stabilization Association, which represents landlords, says owners have to recoup their expenses, especially high property taxes.
Owners are at the end of their rope here with a lot of these things. So, yeah, they are trying to maximize their income to keep the buildings afloat.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds News.
And it's not just New York. The same thing happening in New Jersey and other parts. I can tell you my rent went up by 10%. I went in to tell the lady, can we just pick up where we left off? She looked at me like, okay, don't try me today. I'm not in the mood. I tore out of there. 3% and 5% off during the pandemic is being made up now. Mr. Landlord doesn't want to hear it either.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.